Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I am speaking with Andrew Eshelman, who is a bee hobbyist. Andrew's going to talk to us a little bit about keeping bees. So you've got about 100,000 bees, you reckon?
Yeah, not necessarily all year, but I think when the hives are totally full, yeah, there could be around that many.
How does someone get started?
The first thing I would recommend is finding a mentor, somebody who's already done it. I think it's very helpful if you're working with somebody who's kept them in an urban environment, if that's where you live and that's what you're going to do, because they're going to know the laws, they're going to be able to direct you. And then from there, usually those people can get you in contact with local beekeepers who are going to have bees that are adapted to the local environment. And so they'll do better in the heat. There's a great Facebook page called Tucson Beekeepers. You could join that and just tell them you're interested and you want to get started, and they can point you in the right direction. It's really easy to keep bees. Really easy.
How much space do you need to keep bees?
You don't necessarily need a very big space to keep them. There's certain city regulations. I think I typed in beekeeping, pima.gov, I think it was, and I got all the regulations there. So one of the other city regulations is there needs to be a water source nearby the hives.
And how much time do you spend caring for the bees?
It depends on the time of year. It's sort of a seasonal thing. So in the springtime, the bees are just coming out of winter, and there's what they call a nectar flow usually starting. So all the plants are flowering, and the bees are, the hive, the tempo changes. They're going to start producing a lot more baby bees. The hive's going to grow exponentially. They're going to be bringing in a lot of food. They're just going to be working really hard. There's a lot of food out there, a lot of what we call forage. So they're going to be foraging a lot to bring in food. So during that time, I'm pretty busy. And also because it depends on the type of hive you have. So top bar hives, I think they're great for hobbyists. They're really interesting. They require a bit more, I think, finesse, because the hive can grow very quickly and outgrow that space and do what's called swarming. So that's the entire hive reproducing, basically. Half the hive is going to leave with the queen, one of the queens, the old queen, and go create a new hive somewhere else. So during the springtime when this is going on, there's a lot more. I'm probably going in, I don't know, once a week. And then it kind of tapers off as the nectar flow slows down. Yeah, so the whole winter, I just leave it be.
What if I see a hive? Should I spray it with pesticides or...
I would recommend going on to that Facebook page, Tucson Beekeepers group, and I believe they've created a spreadsheet with numbers of people who will do live removals.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.